Grant Ducetto for KMIT and Mitchell Now here in Aurora County in Plankinton for 4-H Achievement Days. And I have Bristol with me. And Bristol, you're showing some cattle this year and you've been doing it for about 4 years. What made you decide that you wanted to start showing cattle here at Achievement Days?
So my step-grandpa used to show cattle, and one day he brought it up because we had this really nice calf and he goes, "Would you like to start showing cattle?" And I said, "Yeah, that really interests me." And that's kind of where it all started.
So you have family heritage with the farm, correct?
Yes.
And before you were showing for Achievement Days, I'm assuming you were working with animals. It wasn't a giant step to go from what you were doing, you know, growing up as a kid to coming out here and showing cattle, correct?
Yes.
As far as the cattle goes, what ages are we talking about? How big do they get? And if, you know, they're good size, how hard is it to control them when you're showing them?
So I have a yearling that I showed last year, and now I'm showing him again this year. And then I have about a 5-month-old calf that I have. My yearling weighs about 1,600 pounds, so he's pretty hard to push around. The little one's not so hard to push, but once you get to the bigger ones, they're definitely harder to work with because they know they can stand their ground and not do what you tell them to do. I'd say heifers work better than steers. I have a steer right now, and he's very stubborn on what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do.
And what about the projects? What are you doing this year?
I did a few welding projects, a few sewing projects, and some other miscellaneous stuff.
Gotcha. Welding, that's unique so far as my interviews this year. What got you into that?
My dad is really good at welding, and he kind of brought it up. He saw a picture of something on Pinterest, and he said, "Do you want to try this out?" And I said, "Sure, let's try it." So I did some last year, and now I did a few projects this year again.
How often do you burn yourself when welding?
Not that often. I have a really nice leather welding jacket and some jeans, and that's about keeps me safe.
Gotcha. A little easier than soldering. My brother was an electrical engineering student for a while, and he was constantly torching his fingers on the soldering iron.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Yes.